I will go ahead and call the Hamburg City Council meeting on December 12, 2017 to order. We'll start with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I will go ahead and start with public comments. If anybody would like to have anything to say.
Turned on or left on. It couldn't have been left on because if you read, I'm here to see if you'll review my water bill because the spigot on the back of my house got turned on somehow by someone. And even in the months that we had the pool up, which would have been June and July, were our highest bills, and they were nowhere near the 74,000. Gallons.
Council, everybody should have information on what Jennifer is referring to. Since this is the public hearing portion of it, we wouldn't be able to make any action yet, but we can add it to the agenda for this evening under new business, and we can discuss it at that point in time if that works for you, Jennifer. Okay. Any other things you want to add right now until that point in time?
No.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm Rich Shug with the Hamburg Baseball Club, and I noticed that the raffle thing is under consent anyway, so I think I'll just let it be handled there. But I just wanted to come and just give a quick wrap-up of the tournament here real quick as long as I was here. I'm happy to say that after all the bills are paid, we got a fair amount more in the treasury than we did a year ago at this time, and spent about $30,000 on upgrades of the ballpark. It was a very successful tournament. I think the weather that we ended up having made this three-site tournament more successful than the two-site tournament was 10 years ago, which was really a good thing. But it can't happen without a lot of cooperation and coordination and help from a lot of people. And three of them are sitting up here in the front of the room. I won't mention any names, but it's really appreciated the help that we get. And sometimes we can bicker a little bit about things that go on in a small town, but I'll tell you, there's some things that go on in this small town that towns 10 times your size can't pull off. And that's no kidding. I'm really proud to be involved in a lot of things here, especially with the baseball club, because everybody works together. And not only did we have a successful tournament, we were able to give some money back to the fire department and to the city and to other organizations in town and help support them back. So it's a lot of fun when you get people working together and pulling off a thing. And some of you guys up here heard some of the comments from the people that came in from out of town. It's amazing every time they come here. And they're coming to expect it now when they come here, you know. So the bar keeps getting raised. But, we have some opportunities coming up here in the next few years to maybe be partners with other teams hosting, being a third site thing, you know. We're hearing some rumblings about that and some region opportunities coming up. So we'll stay busy. But, I mean, the main goal here has always been, and it continues to be, to have future generations of people in this town to have a nice place to play and to have an organization and operate out of. And hopefully in the next 10 years or so, we get the next generation to kind of step in and take over, because some of us guys are getting older. So now if we can just get a manager to win a couple more games next year, we'll have a blast, right? So I invite you all to come down. I appreciate what you've all done. Come down next summer, have fun, but really appreciate the opportunity to work with you guys in the city and all the organizations as well. So,
thank you, Rich.
Yeah,
it's true treasure, that ballpark.
Any other public comments?
Yes.
Not so sure that it's new business. Actually, I'd rather call it old business of the nuisance ordinance, to which I guess I want to say thank you to the city council for convincing the banker that opening the pocketbook is probably needed. So, as of today, the siding is done. Building inspector signed off. And I guess it'd be any, I'm sure most of you, if not all of you, have driven by and seen the building.
Looks good.
Any other comments?
Looks great.
Thank you.
Really,
that finished it off. That makes that made it look
very good. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
If I could ask the mayor, probably Jeremy, still an issue of a court date that is now set for December 18th that I'm supposed to show up to defend this. I've called the county attorney, left two messages, won't get back to me. I don't know if you have a bigger pool than I do to even talk to him.
Try. All they can do is try, I guess.
Yeah.
Get a hold of him and
you guys turned it over.
That he gets back to you. That he gets back to you.
It bites and it's done.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's a bite on it.
No, it should be. Should be done.
So. Yeah, we'll get a hold, try to see if we can get a hold of him, and so that way we can push it your way as well. Yeah. Before that time frame.
Thanks. I look forward to the rest of the city getting cleaned up as well.
We're working on it. Takes time.
Thanks, Steve. Any other public comment? Seeing none, we'll move on to agenda review. Under new business, as we heard during public comment, we'll be adding the water situation there for Jennifer Smith. And anything else that we need to add or subtract from the agenda?
I have nothing to add other than I just want to point out that if there's no discussion on the mayor, ordinance number 158, if we want discussion, that needs to be taken off consent agenda. The other thing I just want to point out, Kip Trebbish is here to talk about community center roof, which we'll touch base on under item number 12 with the budget. And then also another thing, there were two things I was waiting for some confirmation on, and they're under new city business, and that's the service agreement for joint assessment with Carver County, and then an expungement hearing for Kyle Henning, which I will update the council on during the new city business.
Unless there's any other additions or subtractions from the agenda, I look for a motion to adopt as amended.
Move to adopt the agenda as amended.
Second.
Moved and seconded to adopt the agenda as amended. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Passes. Move, look for a motion for the consent agenda.
Second, I move to make a motion to accept the consent agenda as amended.
Second. So moved and seconded to approve the consent agenda. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, we'll move on then to city fee schedule rates, water, sewer.
All right. As we discussed in the public hearing, kind of reiterate that again, but basically what we looked at, hall rentals went up about $50 each per hall, community center here, and the park. As you can see, water rates were increased. I increased them about 4.1%, which we've talked about through going through the budget process. The only other thing yet to be determined would be the 2018 IRS rate, which will probably come out later this month.
Any other discussion, concerns, questions on it? Otherwise, if not, I look for a motion to adopt ordinance number 157.
Make a motion to adopt ordinance number 157.
Second.
Moved and seconded to adopt ordinance number 157 for the 2018 city fee schedule. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Passes. move on now to the final tax levy and budget set and adoption. Do we want to start first with Kip then?
Yes. Let's have Kip come up and give his findings on our community center roof.
You want to play Pictionary? I think we have it.
Roll it over here.
That's slick. 8 inches
thick. Yes.
Yeah, and we've gotten about
these laps of tin there, about 20 feet back have been silicone drained. So somebody obviously knew what was going on. And they didn't want to fix it or what.
And those two valleys, they're rusted.
These two valleys are rusted.
Yeah.
Best fix for this. And this is replacing. You can scrape Conklin or silicone wherever you want. It's just another band-aid. Conklin's been buying another 5, maybe 10 years. I did it down at the Indian horse farm. It lasted 6.5 years. Now we're retending. Spent just as much money on the Conklin as we grew up the first time. So you gotta, best way to do it, retend this whole area. Put it on the right way.
So this section here, if I want front
eyes on both sides, this road. This firewall road, there's no valleys, you're not there to contend with it. Mm-hmm. When you do this road, you can take the tin back to here and onto the valley so you can replace some valley pins without even taking the tin off the firewall. I do the whole thing. In the front over here, it's caked from somebody with a bobcat and scraping ice out.
No.
And there's some screws loose through all here that we've seen. We couldn't walk around too much the last couple of days on this road.
Yeah.
This morning we found more ice and Kate just went halfway down and we went back up.
So I think the consensus we have now, because we've gone back and forth and back and forth on, you know, can we do Band-Aid fixes? Can we do Conklin? Can we do whatever? But now with all the information that Kip's provided, showed me today, I think it's in the best interest we just replace this roof, especially if they're backwards. I mean, if they're overlapped,
if you put
the wrong way.
Over it, we all know there's a layer of tin inside here. There's 8 inches of insulation on the roof. Well, in order for the water to get down here, I go through the insulation, so I'm going to try to let them over.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you guys can decide which one, but that's what we found today, and I think that's the best fix for it.
What about back here? That
wall, you can go straight up here and close that section.
Okay.
Where for your opinion on that sidewall you're talking.
Yeah, I mean inside.
Back here?
Yeah, that she dropped, that's just a steel beam coming
from there. Well, the wood first strip bolted with the steel beam and replaced the wood first strip for the sheet rock.
Yeah, yeah.
That section of sidewall steel needs to be replaced while you're at it too. So we put on the right direction. This side of the roof, the sidewall steel is fine. Just because we started here and the lines are that way.
So if you put a bin in, your bid will include the wall and putting them back in?
Nobody knows how much insulation is put up there.
Right. Yeah, there's going to be some unknown factors.
I mean, insulation is pretty cheap. A couple 2x8s. Nobody knows how much.
Any other questions from council for Kip?
Here's a golden valley gym. It was the same valley gym for a shingle roof as it were for a steel roof. Now the steel roof is 24 inches wide and with 1.5 inch pump in the wall. That means if they're at whatever, 3/4 inch pump facing, something like that. So the water can fill in, it can drag over to some other homes too. And that's all been boomered up about 30 times of the place right now.
Just won't happen this year again.
No, we'd look at spring. Do it in spring.
Well, can you match it so it doesn't look as bad?
They've
one spot, we just cut the tube open and squirted it in there. And it was that big a hole. And I kind of pulled it with a funny. I don't know how much money you want to spend on putting in here or what, but I think we got the holes fixed for now. These first couple labs of tin were loose. We screwed them back down.
Well, we're just trying to band-aid it till spring now. Yeah. And then replace it. And then after this year, I think we shouldn't have to hear the roof word roof anymore.
Yeah.
I hope. Because we should have replaced every roof.
Is this cold
on that next year?
Now, is there an industrial thing that's thicker?
It ain't no thicker. It's got taller homes.
Oh, that's on. For more roof. For what?
Flatter roof.
Oh.
So
it's 29 feet, is that what that is? Is that what most of the time is?
Most got a taller room.
Yeah.
I'm supposed to go with less skin and less than 2.5 fall.
Oh,
that's what they got.
Thank you for the visual. Helpful.
You had a better rendition here. Okay. All right, so then I'll just jump into the budget. First things first, though, we have to allow public comment. So any public comment on any city budget concerns for 2018?
Not seeing any.
Not seeing, not hearing, so we've allowed that. So I'll go into the budget a little bit here then. You know, we've been meeting on and off for the last 3 months on this. So we've pretty well got her ironed out. The one little extra kink in here is the roof finally here of getting that. I think, I don't know what council's consensus is, but I feel we need to replace it. I mean, the way that's overlapped, that's just going to create problems and problems and problems. We need to get it done right. So it's just a simple thing I want to show. As you can see in here, we had $37,000 budgeted in 2017. So of that 43,663, 37 of that was for the roof and shop repairs and stuff. So what we can do is just a simple type transfer. Instead of this year, so estimate actual, I have the 66,63 to cover the hall improvement, painting, and some of those things. So basically we can take that money here, shift it into here. Kip, you have any idea what you're thinking is going to cost to replace that roof, 30 grand? Okay. So we're looking at 25,000 to replace the roof. As you can see, if we just do that one transfer of 66,63, there's $37,000 there to play with. And one thing I just want to show and point out, so if you look at the general fund as a whole, you know, in our budget, we had a 866 is what we were looking at. That's what's with that transfer. So we haven't made that transfer. So we're still, you know, we're about $7,000 to the good from what we had budgeted. So instead of showing a negative impact of $8,000, we're showing a negative impact around $400. I mean, that's not rocket science. That's not set in stone. There's other things. We got 19 days left in the month. Whatever comes up, but that's kind of my projection. So then basically what I would suggest is just we'd make the one amendment here, unless the council wants to discuss any other amendments or issues from what we when we last met. What I would look at doing is we would take in here and we would add, you know, $25,000 for that roofing, which would be a transfer in, go down to government buildings, go to repairs and maintenance here, add in that cost of $25,000. And then basically where that money was coming from was from our city maintenance funds, which we've talked about last meeting. You know, they're healthy. They're at about $100,000, but, you know, like I said, that's with that transfer. So now we're putting that $37,000 staying in there. Instead of $37,000 coming out of there, now we're only going to take $25,000 out. So, and then that way, we're not impacting the tax base. We're just kind of moving monies around. So we're still sitting then, you know, there we are, breaking even for the year. So what we're looking at, we proposed 9.51%. Now we're looking at 5.14%. One other thing before we get into what I want to show council also is we kind of touched base on this at our last budget meeting, but I put some numbers together here. So by looking at our numbers, so basically what I did is this shows us our expenses. What we wanted is a cash flow. We want it basically in our coffers that much to have a 50% cash flow. The 307, 276, we want to have a 45% of our expenses in our cash flow. These are the monies we need to look at transferring out for the end of the year. So I'd look for a motion also that we make a end of the year transfer, you know, of either the 99 or the 70, wherever council feels comfortable, making that transfer out into the city maintenance fund. Reason for that is for, like we discussed at the last meeting, future street improvements. We know we have some big street improvement projects coming down the line. So that's where these monies would be taken out of and set aside into the savings account. Earn a little interest on it. Then the money's there when we got the, when we were able to complete these projects, then we have the money available. And then we're still maintaining a, you know, 45 to 50%, you know, basically what you want is 30 to 50%. I'm comfortable even with the 45%. I mean, because we have, you know, the city's healthy in their savings accounts and their, for their capital improvements, future capital.
Council thoughts? So what order are they, so we need to do the transfer out first motion, right?
we can do set the budget, and then we can do the transfer after that.
Okay.
As a separate light item, because it's a year-end type type item. But one other thing I wanted just wanted to point out real quick that we've discussed. So utility rates. I wanted to hop into that. I hope it all comes out. But so basically, what we talked about last meeting is here's our expenses for the water fund, $167,466. So in order to meet our expenses, we're at about a 4.1%. So that way we're plus, you know, a couple hundred dollars. So what we'd be looking at, I think the last meeting we were looking at 4.75, 4.5, somewhere in there, but I was able to get it down to about 4.1 because a couple of things we didn't factor in that budget is we did add the townhome, so that's two more accounts. So that increases, bumps up our revenues a little bit. So.
And you said that was about a $3.
So if you look, and I'll get to it, I like to highlight it so people can see. So it'll be an increase of $295. That's an average person that uses 5,000. So that may be a little high for most. But if you have a family of four or five, you know, you're going to use 5 to 7. I mean, I have a family of four and we use 6 to 7. So, you know, on average, that's, you know, family of three, family of four. So it's about a $3 a month increase overall.
So what then, what will be our final tax levy?
Okay, so that should be in the... So I have it in the resolution. So we would adopt the levy. I'll just put it on screen so we can see it too.
We're going to adopt both the levy and the final budget in one resolution?
Yep.
Okay.
So it's going to be, so we'd be setting the 2018 final tax levy that we'd be certifying to the county would be $486,994. $486,000.
Could add those two together.
Yeah, sorry, them two together. Because what you got there is you got the general fund. That's what we need in the general fund, and then the debt service is the $10,000. So it's $486,994. As I said, is a 5.14% increase, roughly.
So then we're looking for a motion to approve resolution number 2017-11.
Make a motion to approve motion 27-17.
2017-11.
Yeah.
Second. Moved and seconded to approve resolution number 2017-11, approving the 2018 budget and the 2018 final tax levy. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Passes. Now we can go ahead and talk about that transfer.
Yep. So then we can get into the transfer. So, I mean, we can keep it simple and... You know, we're still going to be about 45% if we, you know, because we do have some big projects and we want to get that money set aside for these future projects. So what I'm looking for is a motion to transfer $99,000 from the general fund to the city equipment maintenance account.
No good.
Second.
Moved and seconded to transfer $99,000 out of the general fund into the city maintenance fund. All in favor, or any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Okay, so those monies will be earmarked for street improvements.
We'll move on to old city business, the lead public education program.
All right, so we're hoping to get the letters out tomorrow.
Yep.
To inform the public. We did retest them three properties. Two of them still came back high.
Not as high.
Not as high, but still above the allowed limit.
Enough, I mean.
Yeah, enough to concern. So the steps we're taking is to get these letters out. I have people calling, letting them know we're sending out the letters, and also kind of the biggest thing from what Department of Health has told me, biggest thing to try to eliminate any possible lead issues is run your water 30 to 60 seconds. That way flushing out your, you know, your line. Because water that sits in there is typically where you run into the issue. The Department of Health is going to come out and do a corrosion test. They're going to test our water. So they'll do that for us. Then when we get those results back, then we'll have the engineer review them to see and look at, and we'll work with the Department of Health to determine which chemical to add. I know last meeting we talked about adding polyphosphates, you know, to line the lines. I've talked to a few people with the engineering department, with their engineers, and they say there are a number of chemicals. So you need to know your water quality before you, what chemical you put in. So we're being proactive. We're working on that. So as soon as we get the results from, you know, that corrosion test, then we'll be working with the engineer to, you know, I don't know. But, you know, the hardest part, I think, is to try to have people understand that water quality is always changing because we're taking it out of the ground. But the reassurance is that we're being proactive to eliminate. Yeah. So that's where we're at with the high lead levels that we, you know, the results we had.
Public nuisances?
Just touch base on that. As you heard from Stephen, he's completed his. Mr. Graham's, he's cleaned up his properties. So I think by the time the police department came out and inspected it, Graham's had completed theirs. So I don't believe they were given a citation. And he came and inspected Chadwick's, and that wasn't completed, so I believe they were still getting a citation. The attorney's office did apologize that it took them, almost 2 months to issue Chadwick's. But they had some other caseloads that were higher up. And he did pre-warn me back in October when I brought these forth to him that it's not a timely matter. But he says things we can put into place going forward is maybe the first step would be is once we declare nuisance, instead of going through prosecution, maybe just having the police department issuing a citation. So maybe we can simplify the process there, as long as we know it's an ordinance violation.
Do you think now that what's going on with these that we started with, that when people do receive these,
I hope so.
That they're going to take us more seriously.
I really hope so, because
I think people will take it more seriously.
Right.
Knowing what happened now with these,
right.
That they're going to say, hey, these guys are going to screw it on.
Yep.
Cleaned up and do them have half the battle. Yep. Hopefully.
Right. So when I will follow up with Mr. Ivy about Stevens. And what I will do also is I will just email Mr. Ivy when I get my copy that they have signed off on him completing that. So that way the prosecution attorney has that information. You know, and as far as some of the other nuisances that were brought up, I have kind of address them also, so.
Conditional use permit request by Mr. Trevish. I believe since we continued the public hearing, we just need to set the public hearing date for the variance, right?
Correct. And then if I worked on Dean with this the best I can, you know, to get this through. But one other thing I wanted to bring up is we don't have it in our zoning right now. But what we can look at, and I think we should look at it, is instead of going through conditional use permit process, doing an interim use process. This way it limits these type things. So, and it may ease the public knowing that they may only have this container there for 5-10 years, then it expires. So by doing interim use permits, that way we can have a little more hold on how long we want, you know, like temporary type structures there. So I've already talked to Dean about that. So we're kind of working on that. And I really think that's something we should implement. That would just make life easier to allow the interim use permits.
And what would happen then if the property would change hands or something?
See, and that's the thing with the interim use, that expires.
That would expire.
With the CUP, that goes with the property.
Yep, it keeps going.
Yeah.
That's how we're working with the gravel pits.
Exactly. So that's why I would love to use this interim use permitting process, which would be, I think, a little more slicker process. So yeah, so then we just basically be looking public hearing. I'd say we probably could hold that at 6:45, unless there's any objections on January 9th. And just to point out, if there's any questions, I believe everything is well outlined in Mr. Johnson's memo. So I think other than that too, is if somebody could, Steve, find that back property pin just to make sure.
I don't think we've ever done it before.
Okay.
Did you look at the metal detector? It was there one time before.
Yeah, I thought earlier, but I don't know. We can try again.
Maybe if I had some time, I could grab one and look at it.
So entertain a motion to hold the public hearing for the variance for the conditional use permit for Steve Trebisch on January 9th, 2018 at 6:45 p.m.
Make a motion for a public hearing for variance on the conditional use permit for January 6:45.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Hold the public hearing for the variance on the conditional use permit for Steve Trebisch on January 9th, 2018 at 6:45. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Public hearing, 6:45. Move on to new city business. We'll go ahead and start with Jennifer. You want to come up here and we can hammer it. The council, as it was discussed in the public hearing, Matt, Jennifer is coming before us to see what we may be able to work out with her in regards to the high usage that they had in November. I know from what you said earlier and what you told the staff is that the faucet on in the outside of the house was left on or turned on or something to that effect. Have you had any contact with authorities as far as if you think it was somebody else's doing other than someone within the household? Is there any thoughts about maybe pursuing that angle?
I really don't want to accuse anybody of doing that.
Okay.
Unfortunately, I think that is the case. I don't want to cause any more waves than anything.
It's understandable. I was just curious now. So what is it that you want specifically? We're hoping that the council would be able to help with in regards to, looks like,
and reimbursing some of the charges for the usage. Because you can look through and see even on our highest months when we had the pool up, what our bill was.
Correct me if I'm wrong, Jeremy, but I believe in passing, and it goes through the meter,
It's the responsibility of the homeowners at that point in time.
Correct.
Right? Okay. I know we've worked with you in the past and others in town in the past when they have a large volume of water going through. I think it was, what's the street? David? Was that the
David or Kim?
It wasn't Kim, it was David.
It was David, yeah.
Last year we had a resident on David that had a similar situation where they weren't aware of something was leaking and happened to be an outside hose too, in a large volume. I know in that case we did ahead and worked and a plan in place to where you wouldn't incur the late charges while it was being paid off. That's what we did that last time for the residents on that street.
Have you checked with your home insurance?
I am rented, so I do not have any homeowner's insurance.
You have rented insurance?
No, sir.
Council thoughts?
You can work out a plan for it. No, you can't. Then I won't know what I'm going on to ask you. You can do that.
We have a room.
Set up a payment plan.
We did set up a payment plan.
Yeah.
Which then in the system, I can go and mark it so that no late fees are incurred at all now throughout that payment plan.
Mm-hmm.
The only reason why I was asking is because I'm a single mom with 5 kids. I don't have child support. I don't have family. You can see that there was something wrong. You can look back through the bills and see that our highest water bill was $240, and that's when we had our pool up. It's obvious that there was something wrong in the house. And I didn't find out until we got the bill. I'm not asking because I don't want to pay it. I'm asking because I physically cannot work any more hours to pay it.
Council?
We're offering some kind of payment plan that's within reason. I would say that whatever fits her schedule, I would say would be.
Well, then can we make a payment plan that's reasonable? Because right now, if we have reasonable.
Yeah, and in the letter I sent you, I had said if that wasn't a good one, then come in and talk to us, and we'll see what does work for you. So right now, the payment plan is a 6-month plan. I don't know if council is willing to go farther out than 6 months. I'm not sure your thoughts on that.
How long did we'll do the one on David, that's how much?
It's just under $300 a month on the 6-month plan. Because you have to consider that each month she's using water. So we go with the past stuff plus what her average usage
right.
is as well.
Right. How much does she incur for off of this? This bill per month.
Oh, how much is this bill?
Like what would come off of this bill right now? It's in a plan. In the plan, you got like $15 or so on this bill, or $20.
It's the 836 divided by 6. So it's.
Oh, it's 836. Okay. I'm sorry.
Or you take the 947, same thing. A total of 947 divided by 6 months. That's, and then.
And you add on.
And then, yep, you
yeah,
then add on what her
probably
average
averaging
is.
130.
Yeah.
You know, a month too in your billing.
I don't know if that's much of a payment plan, being looked at pretty high. You know,
$300-$400 a month, that'd be.
Do you remember how long we gave Dave the?
Well, the thing is, everybody else, they kind of came with a plan themselves, and it was within the 6 months.
Yeah.
You know, because we'd send out the paperwork, and then they'll send back in, you know, what they can pay, and then we would approve it at what they suggested. So if you can recall, everybody's always come up here, said, this is what I can pay, and then we've been okay with that. And then what we've also done with that is we've waived late fees. We haven't charged, we don't, you know, really try to help out. You know, unfortunately, we've always charged for the water. If it goes, we've had a policy, if it goes through the meter, you know, it's homeowner's expense because it's water used. You know, we have expenses, you know, pumping the plant and chemicals and time. So what we've done is waived the late fee as long as they keep to the payment plan.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, as long as the payment plan is a good standard.
Okay, so right now I make $700 every 2 weeks, and my rent is $1,200. That doesn't cover the $2,300 for the electricity either. That wasn't paid for the last year due to my circumstances.
I mean, feel free here, Jennifer, you do understand our position too. We're going to be, if the word gets out, we're going to be crucified with the situation that the water is in and it's gone. So you and Tammy can work out the best possible schedule.
I guess I'd be willing to give her more than 6 months. I mean, that's just my feeling. But no more than, definitely more than a year. You know, I know we're stretching it, guys, I know, but.
Sometimes you take it on a case-by-case basis.
Yeah.
I think so. We'll have to bring this one. That's the end of it, then? Miss a month?
If you miss a month, then there's a breach of the
contract.
Of the agreement.
So, I mean,
I don't want to put
affordable and feasible.
But you've got to have the bills paid. I'm just sorry. That's
also an agreement to give camera flexibility to go up to a year.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. This way, but if you miss the month, then, you know, like you said, the future is on the make the best for the city, if not for.
With all due respect, Steve, I cannot feed my children.
No, I didn't put you in that situation. I'm just.
You didn't, and I'm not saying that you did. I'm asking you to have compassion for me and my kids.
And I've gone. I'm gonna go with a year, but I know what's gonna happen. You're gonna miss it. You're gonna miss a payment, and then.
Is there,
sit right back,
maybe it's not my place, but is there any assistance available at the county?
Qualified for
okay.
County
okay.
I don't qualify for food stamps. I do not qualify for any renter's assistance. Hmm. And the county attorney will not go after me for child support until I physically file for divorce. Which, if I can't
feed my kids, I'm not going to spend the money to file for divorce. And right now, the only reason why I have a roof over my head is because Heidi Schmidt has not evicted me yet.
So,
don't get me wrong, so that means you're probably behind on rent and
debt. My ex left me $3,500 behind in rent, $2,200 behind in electricity. We were without electricity for October. The only reason why we have electricity now is because of the Minnesota Cold Weather Act. And that's what's keeping our electricity and our heat on.
And
in the house.
And I mean, that's why you're still living in the house, but come spring.
Right, come spring we'll have nothing again.
Yeah, that's what I mean. If you can come up with a payment.
That's why I came and asked you to have compassion for this bill, because it's obvious that there was a problem at the house.
I don't think everyone in council rooms have done that. I'm going to give you up to a year, but I'm just saying what happens in between. It stops.
Thank you for not having faith in me.
Well, I'm just saying what else.
Jennifer, do you know how to turn the water off in the house so that it can't get turned on outside during the winter? Okay. Because there is a shut-off valve.
And typically there'll be a shut off in the house.
In the basement. Yeah, typically it looks like a water handle, right?
A water handle or a lever.
Oh, a lever, okay.
Minor levers.
So, I'm just thinking maybe the homeowners could come over and shut it off for you if you don't know where it's at. And that way, then, if someone did turn this water on, then they can't move again.
Just general guidance, and I don't think we have to make a motion.
Yeah.
So if you work with Tamara, we'll have something that would work.
That is, if you can pop in and we'll sit in the middle.
And our work schedule is this week, I don't know. We'll be able to pop in to get on, and we'll be working double this week. Perhaps Monday, Tuesday, next week. I can try to put one together too and mail it to you, and you can look at it.
I'll just look in my schedule and call you tomorrow.
Okay.
That's okay. I've picked up every available shift that I can reach you now in January, so. You have absolutely no compassion.
No. You heard tonight all the abuse I was getting tonight. I never asked for nothing. So, I mean, I'm just looking out for the best of the city. If you can do this, I'll apply. When you do it, then I'll apply.
I never asked for the abuse that I was given for the last 10 years.
I never gave it to you. So.
I never asked for the abuse I was given
okay. For
my paycheck being spent for the last year. Without it being put to the appropriate things. Right now, I'm asking you to have compassion on myself and my children because of our situation, not because of anything that you did. But because of who you are, and because you have a family, I would expect that you would have compassion on
us.
But please.
I came from a family. Well, good.
But please remember me on Christmas Day when I'm working a double. Please.
Yep.
Think of me on Christmas Day.
A couple years ago on Thanksgiving, you know who I was not. I brought the meal. So, I have compassion. So,
you brought the meal for who?
I brought the meal. For your folks. I brought the turkey.
I've never been handed a turkey.
Anyway, I'm not here. I hope you can do your deal with the camera here. Now, I'm here.
Now, we'll go ahead and move on then to new city business approvals of the service agreement for joint assessment with Carver County.
Yeah, so basically what that is just to approve the service agreement for joint assessment with Carver County. So basically what that contracts for is for the county come out and they do our assess the valuations for each property in town. So basically what we're looking at is $13 per residential valuation, $13.50 per ag valuation, and $14.50 per commercial. $13.50 for ag valuation, $14.50 for commercial. So just looking for a motion to approve that.
I move to approve the service agreement for joint assessment credit funding.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve the service agreement for joint assessment with Carver County. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Passes. Expungement hearing for Kyle okay. Hennett.
All right. So I apologize for not getting to this to you, but I finally didn't get confirmation until today that this was public information. I wanted to make sure it was we could discuss it in an open meeting. But I did get that confirmation from the attorney's office. So basically what this is this Kyle Henning is filing for an expungement hearing, which will basically take off his, remove the felony off his criminal record. What this was from was in 2006, we had some people break into the hall, try to steal the beer out of the cooler. So that's what this was. So on December 19th, they're having the expungement hearing. I've already talked to the county's office, and they say they have no objection to removing it from his record because for the last 11 years, he's been clean. But because we were involved and we were basically the owner at that time, still are, we have the right to supply a statement if we want to for that hearing.
Counsel, your thoughts? Do we have any major objections or concerns one way or the other necessarily?
No.
Sounds like the information has been provided. He's corrected his ways or righted his ship, however you want to call it.
Paid his dues.
Yeah, free the man.
Okay. I will let the attorney's office know tomorrow.
Community hall auctions, small items.
All right, I know we've talked about this, you know, about not having auctions up there. But now, they want to, FaZe want to know if they can hold auctions up there for just like toys or coins or small item type things.
That would be on a table.
That would be on table, nothing on the floor, just on the tables.
What do we charge that for?
Well, typically what we've done, what we did in the past was half, which I don't know, man, and it just don't.
Not after all we go to that
home. Yeah. So I'd say if we were going to do it or allow it, it'd probably have to be at the going rate.
Yeah. I mean, that's pretty cut and dry, I think.
Mm-hmm. It was like, I doubt we'd get into Young America up there at the pavilion up there to do it.
So I don't know if we want to just keep a policy no auctions or say it's at the going rate for small items, so to say.
Sand under shoes from walking in on the street.
You can give me a date. He said it's a nut for sure.
So a question before the council, do we even want to entertain the auction idea? And if so, do we want to limit it to the size of items in there? And the reason we don't do them in the past, or we got rid of not doing them, was because of what Councilman Feltman just mentioned, is the wear and tear on the building, the fact that oftentimes the doors are left wide open during the wintertime.
The floors get beat up. So, I mean, the floors really get beat up in auctions.
I would say that we got that set up now, all the money we started doing. I would say let's just forget it.
Yeah.
It's like
if you're getting beat up that bad, it's not.
It's like if you don't fill in swimming pools, it just ain't worth it.
Yeah.
Not for what we get out of it. That's my opinion.
Yeah, I agree.
I'm fine because if we make it cut and dry, then I can just say no auctions. Yeah. You know, if we.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. Good point.
Good point.
Thanks, Kate.
It's the best public comment and input we've had all year.
No, right now the current policy is no auctions.
Yeah.
So we don't need a motion for anything.
Just say no auctions and direct them to the park.
Yeah.
To the lion shelter.
Yeah.
If that works,
otherwise. Now we just put too much money
in. That's a lot easier for him, too. He can pull his wagons right here.
Right. Yep. We'll allow you some after dinner at DuBourg's.
Alright, so move on to the SCH completion of the PPL.
Okay. So one thing we need to get going on is this water tower. We need to get on the PPL anyways. So we're going to have to spend the money to get it going. I think, what did he say, it's a 5-page document?
Yep.
And like I said, it's it needs to be engineered.
About $5,000.
So we have to get going on this anyways, but we also want to kind of expedite this and get this going so we have a possibility of getting some funding through the state or on the state bonding bill too. So what I'm looking for is motion to approve SCH to complete the PPL application to what that is. What PPL is, I should explain, is project priority listing. So it'd be scoring our project. And the PFA is the Minnesota Public Facilities Authority. We've gone through them before. The last projects we've done out here with the treatment plant and the wells, that was through PFA. And also we went through PFA with some of our sewer extension, or redoing some of the sewer mains. He said he figured it'd be no more than 5,000, right?
Yeah.
Ballpark, he says, of about 5,000.
Make a motion that SCH complete the PPL application to the PFA water tower project for 5,000.
Then move in second to approve, have SCH complete the PPL application to the PFA for our water tower project. Any further discussion? All in favor? Opposed?
Okay, just before we go to council, just a couple quick tidbits. I'm working on the credit card application for the city. Also, I think maybe I've been putting on listserv to get a credit card policy, which we may want to adopt with that. The other thing, I'm hoping we should have everything set up for next payroll for direct funding.
Awesome. Good
news. Cheers.
Okay, city council reports. Councilman Bucket. Go ahead. Councilman Tracy? Councilman Feller?
I just want to thank you guys. It sounds like you're working with you all year. And for the next year, we're going to do this a little bit smoother now that I've got a year under my belt and my kitchen knows the way out. And getting back to what Ruth said, I think you guys should all pat yourself on the back because you do a hell of a job here for this town, making this town what it is. Congratulations, guys.
Thank you.
That's it.
So, yeah. Councilman Torres?
The last one this year, and I hope everybody had a good Christmas and New Year's, and one next year.
Crazy we were even thinking it went that quick.
I just have a couple of things, just more of them are just housekeeping items. So I've been holding mayor in times the second Friday of every month from 8 to 10. The one in January is going to be from 10 to noon. I got a prior commitment that morning that I got to attend to, and then I'll be back out here.
So that like the 12th in January?
Something like that, yeah. So I will hold them that same day, just to be later in the day. So maybe that'll free up time for other people to be able to show up and say their 2 cents.
And if nobody comes, I think we'll start our kickoff meeting with staff.
You can do that at that point.
Yeah.
Another tidbit. I only say this because I don't want to have a reoccurrence of what we had a year and a half ago. Don't think it's going to happen, but information from a closed meeting has gotten to the airways now. It's many, many different ways that these things can take place. But just remember, as we have our closed meetings, try to do our very, very best at keeping them here. And that. So that's all I want to say on that. Other item is I am going to be exploring Mike Webb, the mayor of Carver. He had gone ahead and let me know about this regional council of mayors. Apparently it's through the Urban League. He said it would be quite beneficial for our group out here to have me represented, possibly. I'm going to go to the first chance I had was this Monday, but my son had his ear surgery, so I wasn't able to attend it. So I will go in January. They meet the second Monday of every month. from 11 to 1:30 down in St. Paul, not really.
So you got all the information,
yeah,
right?
Got all from information,
right, and anything, yeah, city we need to, or
no,
you just,
no, okay. It's the first meeting, I guess it's, I can come as a guest, and then after that, there might be something that the city has,
mm-hmm,
to do from the resolution,
okay,
standpoint to,
okay,
to move,
okay,
that forward and that. But I guess the Mayor Webb has mentioned that because of the planning and the land use stuff that they do for rural areas as well, it might be beneficial for us to learn what's going on. So as we do things out here and do our 2040 comp plan, stuff like that, it might be very beneficial.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I'll go to a meeting and see if it's great, awesome. If it's not, then...
Yeah, the shorter guy.
Yeah.
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 I remember talking about that. Yeah.
That's good. Good. So, and then the only other item I have is stick around. We have some refreshments to celebrate our year together here, and I want to thank you guys. I know it can be kind of a daunting task if you've never been on council before or been involved in any level of government. We've had some interesting conversations so far this year, but nothing to the point where, you know, we're having to hold a bunch of special meetings, which is fine. I mean, no one's burnt anybody's house down that's on council, so I think we must be doing somewhat okay in that as well. But so I want to thank you guys.
Everybody was okay with the meetings, I assume, special meetings. If you have any mileage or any other things, please turn them in by the end of the year.
Yeah, I thought you meant. I got one thing to say. You know, as for the council members, everybody sitting here, I'm not trying to be a big old hard ass on this thing, going, and I'm not trying to create a junkyard or anything. I'm just trying to get a place to put it in, and it just seems like it's a dead end. It just seems that way, you know. And I'm not trying to do anything. I'm trying to do the best for the city, I mean, for myself, but it just seems like, well, we should have bought that one. Why didn't you? You know? I'm sorry.
Excuse me, Steve, but that's even three of us sitting here is beyond our, that was started before us, we were on there, so. I mean, Larry had he had to get rid of his frustration, but he has to understand too, this started back in 2016 already. It was, and I know if he would have been the man wanting to buy the land, and the city would have came in and stepped and said, I'll give you $2,000 more. What kind of person are you? You don't do that to other people when they've got a handshake agreement or whatever on it. Maybe the big bullies do, but that's not the way you operate.
I'm not trying to be that guy. I just turning into a big fiasco here. It's almost a 2-year project here with this thing, you know.
Well, and I think the ultimate goal is to clean up the area. I mean, that's,
yeah,
what I've tried to tell people. That's why we're doing it. I understand some of the points, you know, are you going to allow storage or cargo containers on residential? Well, residential and business are two different things.
Right.
I mean, we have to acknowledge that. And
yeah,
and as far as people are concerned that junk will pile up around it, well, that's why we have nuisance ordinances. So. My intake always was is to put stuff inside, hide it, and then contain it so that
it
way.
It could become a beautiful focal point if you got an artist to paint like some beautiful mural, old time hamburger, a train, you know.
Artist does paper, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It does, but I mean, what if there was like a really cool picture on it? I mean, I don't know.
Pieces of the mayor's.
Like
our own Mount Rushmore.
But I mean,
oh geez.
I mean, I've been in town for about 25 years, and now all of a sudden I don't care around. I just can't see that. But people stop and take pictures of the gas station all the time, and then I'm just
out of that. Yeah, so again, thanks, Council, though, for a good year and that. We have a lot of things still when 2018 comes to ferret out. I mean, a
I think 2018 is going to be the year of the ordinances.
Yes.
We're going to have that. And also, with the exception of the one budget meeting, I think we did use good use of our time here in getting the city's business done and not spending a lot of time going into Wednesday or anything like that.
And that probably was the most important meeting we dealt with.
I especially want to thank the council for keeping the minutes to an average of an hour to an hour and a half versus 3 to 4.
Mm-hmm. Well, like I said, there's sort of different in Germany. You guys are getting right here in front of us in black and white. Keep up the good work, Jeremy.
So with that, I look for a motion to adjourn the 2017 December 12th.
Second.
Moving seconded to adjourn. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Adjournment at 9:00. We are adjourned.
You two young people.